This is GQDN for Monday, October 28th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent, excellent stuff. Very good stuff. Yes, yes. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. You're a Patreon. Thank you. And if you become a Patreon, we'll shout you out. We will put a shout out for you. Indeed. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a game coming to Nintendo. We got Xbox adding some options. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 news. And a few more things. That includes our top story. And actually, any one of the first two, maybe three stories could actually be the top story. It's a coin flip. Because GameSpot said that the video game preservation efforts just got nearly annihilated. Now, GameSpot went back about 3 years when they were talking about the Software Preservation Network and the Video Game History Foundation that was put forth by the U.S. Copyright Office. And that would allow the libraries to share some out-of-print video games in their possession with the researchers remotely. But that request has been denied. And that means that the battle to keep the out-of-print games alive is now done. Now, the reason why is because some of the video game lobbyists said that they would lead to, quote, a significant risk that preserved video games would be used for recreational purposes, end quote. Which would mean that the researchers would be enjoying the remote games could constitute a copyright infringement. Now, the Video Game History Foundation did release a statement because they wanted to help out, quote, around 87% of video games released in the United States before 2010 would remain out of print, end quote. That's part of what the statement said. Now, the founder of the History Foundation, Frank Cataldi, did have his own statement, and he said, quote, I'm proud of the work we and the organizations we partnered with did to try and change copyright law. We really gave it our all. I can't see what else we could have done. This falls to the needs of citizens in favor of weak sauce argument from the industry, and it's really disappointing. Now, the Copyright Office also gave the decision saying that the libraries that ask for the exemption could harm the video game companies attempts to repackage and sell their older legacy titles to the modern consumers. But that was noted by the Video Game History Foundation because companies like Nintendo would have let many older titles fall through the cracks and could remain unavailable to consumers as downloadable titles. You can keep your eyes on this, and we've been keeping an eye on this too. So here's an update from Kotaku about Dr. Disrespect, because YouTube rejected Dr. Disrespect's request to put him back in the profit line on YouTube. So we know that he lost sponsors, and the YouTube and his YouTube channel wasn't making any money because YouTube shut it down. But he told his viewers while he was playing Call of Duty Black Ops 6 stream over the weekend. And he said, quote, actually, champs, unfortunately, they pushed back the appeal review another 60 days. Believe it or not, they waited until the very last second last night to tell us, we're going to extend it for another 60 days, and then you'll be eligible to reapply, and we'll review the application. But you know what, champs? Okay then, let's wait another 60 days. In fact, on Twitter, Jake Lucky said, quote, YouTube has denied Dr. Disrespect's appeal, for monetization on his channel, pushing it back another 60 days. So all the trouble that he's been in, YouTube is pushing his appeal back 60 days. That's it. Now, talking about investigations, Activision said that it's investigating some Call of Duty Black Ops 6 spawn issues. That's coming from Eurogamer. So, there have been some respawn mechanics that were installed, some new shooters respawn mechanics, and on the subreddit, there were some complaints from players who were struggling to break the die cycles, because one of the players saying they were killed twice in the same death cam. So on the Black Ops 6 subreddit, Budnast did say, quote, Not a huge fan of spawning in the game in progress before I can even choose my class. In fact, one of the other players did say, quote, I'm getting spawn trapped, getting killed by a player and then respawned and then killed again with both deaths in the same death cam. That's how to spot a bad spawn system. On some maps, in some situations, that's worse than MW2 release spawning, end quote. So after all of that, Call of Duty Updates on Twitter did say, quote, we are investigating an issue where players automatically spawn in-game rather than spectating when joining it in progress. So they are looking into it, at least. A PlayStation may have hit some issues there themselves. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that the PlayStation Stars wallet fund rewards were removed intentionally, and that was coming from the PlayStation support. Now, Sony wasn't saying why they did that, and some of the players said, well, we're going to take that on ourselves to find out why, and they ended up with a whole bunch of different answers. One of the players said that the removal of the cash rewards was a glitch, and Sony is working on it, where another was told the reward was removed intentionally and it's not available anymore. And a third member was told that the wallet funds were removed intentionally, but they will be replaced by something, quote, better. So was there a problem with the wallet fund rewards program? If we put those three together, most likely, and according to the other two posts, Sony's working on it. So we'll see what happens with that. PlayStationLifestyle.net also said that maybe the players can help out with the PlayStation Owners Club. Now, there are some emails that are going out to select players with a link with a survey, and depending on the answers, the survey could determine whether or not the player gets in to the PlayStation Owners Club. Now, don't be surprised if you don't get the survey, because it is really exclusive. But PlayStation Lifestyle did get a survey, and they decided to read the email. So here's how the email reads, quote, the PlayStation Owners Club is an invitation-only online community where you can share your direct thoughts and feedback with PlayStation. We want to hear from a select group of PlayStation gamers to help us shape the future of your experience, end quote. So if you got your email linked to Sony PlayStation, check your email. I'll have to check mine. Well, I usually do. I have to look into it. Now we go to Black Ops 6. Well, back to Black Ops 6, because, well, they got their problems. If you remember, VG247 said that it's now back up to the top 5 of the Steam games. So, yep, it's back up on the chart as a part of the top sellers. And right now, the list goes by revenue. I'll give you the top 10. Number 10, Factorio Space Age. Number 9, PUBG Battlegrounds. Number 8, Hogwarts Legacy. Number 7, Factorio, original game. Number 6 is EA Sports FC 25. Number 5 is Dragon Age, The Veilguard. Number 4, Steam Deck. Well, it's their list. Number 3, Throne and Liberty. Number 2, Counter-Strike 2. And number 1 is Call of Duty Black Ops 6, which right now Hogwarts Legacy is at 70% off. So, Call of Duty back in the top 5. Number 1 on the updated list. Now, Xbox is letting people do some stuff. PureXbox.com says that Xbox is adding some new options for uploading and editing some custom gamer picks. So, Eden Marie caught up on Twitter and retweeted Xbox Insider. So, let's go with Xbox Insider first. Quote, alpha users are getting the latest 2411 update today available at 2 p.m. Pacific time. So Aiden Marie said, as a reply, quote, hey Xbox Alpha Insiders, some little things to try in this build. We lowered the minimum image size requirements for custom gamer picks. You can now create gamer picks directly from screenshots and achievement art, and you can crop an image before using it as your home background. Well, now you can create your own background, at least somewhat, if you have an Xbox. Cool. What else is cool? Manor Lords. Hey, Gulvin. They're getting some new maps, along with maybe some other things. Manor Lords got up on Twitter and said, simply, quote, new maps are coming soon, end quote. But does that mean there could be a DLC or an expansion? Well, that's where the dev, Greg, here's where I really screwed up. Streisand didn't confirm about the maps. because he showed a new screenshot. But he also said that the fans shouldn't expect any of the game's maps to be outside the existing European theme. He also said that the new map is inspired by the location called Letterbrunnen, which is found in Switzerland, and that's why it was very scenic. Now, he did mention about new maps as in plural, but he only showed one. Now, the game is based in Germany because of the German-speaking areas, but right now, there is just that game. But he also said there will be no problem with adding new maps in some future expansions. So could there be some expansion coming for Manor Lords? Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we? Nothing official yet. Well, that's a pretty big hint. We do know something that's coming. This is for all the kids. Yeah, I'm going to be made fun for this one. Oh, well. Care Bears, the rescue launch trailer, did appear. I know I did not see it, but that will be coming to Nintendo Switch. That because it came to us from NintendoEverything.com. So you get to play as a Care Bear, if you care. But we do care about you. Yes, we do. You guys are all great, and all just great, great, great people. This has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.